Warning, we've got another Walmart story. Shit. Listener discretion is advised.
Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man.
Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man like, or things you have experienced where you encountered some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And Jake sent us an email before, and he sent us another one. He said, haven't heard a new episode in a few weeks. Hope all is well. Love the show. Did some work down in Naples after Hurricane Maria. Wish I could have met up with y'all and had a few beers. Let me know if y'all ever come towards New Orleans.
But here's a story. Like New Orleans.
Here's a story I thought would qualify as a Florida man story. Enjoy. And I actually emailed Jake back because, yeah, there were a few podcast apps that were not updating since episode 100. So I got in touch with him, and I think he was listening on radio.com. When we switched over our providers, some of the apps did not update. So I got that one working for him, and I got a few others since then. So if you, well, I guess if you're hearing this, you're doing all right. So I'm preaching to the choir here, but if anybody you know says they haven't heard from us in a few episodes, well, that's because they need to update their app. You want to read this one? It's a Walmart story.
All right. Adenham Springs. Oh, God. All right. This comes to us from WWLTV. Two W's?
Two W's.
Louisiana man stole an electric cart from the Walmart to drive to a bar. A Denham Springs man has been arrested, accused of stealing an electric-powered shopping cart from a Huma Walmart and driving it to a bar about a half a mile away from the store.
That's pretty good range on one of those carts.
I've been to Huma. I stumbled with that one. Sorry.
You've been there?
Well, I grew up in Mississippi, so I know where Denham Springs and that area is.
Okay.
The Terrebonne
How's
Parish.
The Walmart there?
I promise you I never went in there. The Terrebonne Parish Sheriff's Office says deputies were called around Sunday after 32-year-old Bryce Kendall Williams arrived at the bar on Corporate Drive by driving the cart around 12:36 p.m.
So right in the middle
right
of the day.
Right in the middle of the day. Lunch hour.
Yeah.
Deputies reportedly spoke with Williams, who said he was at a different bar and thought he could get charged with DWI if he drove his own car to the second bar.
But you don't think you're going to get DWI when you're driving a cart?
At least he was thinking ahead.
Yeah.
And theft.
Yeah.
Instead, he decided to take the cart from the Walmart. Investigators found the cart parked between two cars in the bar's parking lot.
This is a guy who is always thinking.
He was.
I mean, he had a problem, and he found a solution to his problem. Problem, I need to get to that bar over there, but I don't want to walk.
Yep.
Solution?
Take the Walmart cart.
Take the Walmart cart, because I'm not driving a car.
No. Well, you can get a DWI on a bicycle, and they've DWIs on golf carts before, so I'm sure this is the same. Williams was booked on a felony charge of unauthorized use of a movable what?
A movable.
A movable. Period. Yes. There's a period there. Yes. I was like, a movable object, a movable spacecraft. His bond was set at $2,500. Brilliant. I admire the creativity. However, you know, you may not want to steal the damn car from there. It's a little conspicuous.
So,
it's kind of hard to hide that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you park it in the front between two cars.
Yep. Later on, when you go to Walmart, are you going to ride around the cart in the store?
No, because I don't ever go to Walmart.
Because your foot's broken?
I don't need to go to. I got Amazon. They just bring the shit to the front door, and I take my office chair, and I sit in, and I push myself to the front door.
So you're not going to take the opportunity to like go to Publix and use one of their little green carts?
I might at Publix, but I'm not at the Walmart. All right, that's our list of quickie story for this week, folks. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the quickie show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a Walmart golf cart.
What a golf cart. Walmart doesn't have golf carts.
It's basically the
shopping
same thing.
Cart.
Shopping cart. Oh, hey, when you go to Publix, helpful hint, those carts go faster backwards than they do forward.
All right. I'll try that.
So back around, you know, just drive
just back wherever.
All right. Yeah.
And as always, tonight we'll finish up with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida man, Florida man. It might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
I promise you I never went in there.